This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With me today, Layla Mutin. She's our nutritionist in residence. We are socially distanced. We are talking together via Skype. She in Queens. Mm-hmm. Yours truly. I'm in the hot zone in Midtown Manhattan. And I am appropriately sequestered. Feeling fine so far. All is good. Trying to get information out to you. Yeah. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. And, you know, I'm actually very, very happy to be in a position where I can offer, hopefully, constructive advice and interpretation of these events to our many followers and listeners, because, you know, it's a privilege to have this responsibility. And I've been doing I'm really immersing myself in this. I've got more time on my hands because I'm not going into the office, but I am consulting with patients online, as you are, Layla.
Yes.
We're
available online and via phone.
But, so, you know, I'm taking advantage of my medical background and my nutritional background to review all the facts that are pertinent about this and to help you better understand how to safeguard yourself and your family from problems. So what do we got? We got questions?
Okay. We've got questions no longer related to coronavirus. So here we go. We've got one from James.
And by the way, if you have any questions that you want to know about, you know, you can be the interlocutor on any questions that come to mind for you on coronavirus,
sure.
Too.
Yeah. Thank you. We've got an email from James. I have a partial tear of the distal biceps tendon involving the more distal insertional fibers.
I think that's kind of a roll-up tear because, and I've seen it, it kind of looks icky because if you see like some of these bodybuilders, and they hold out their arms. One arm has a normal biceps and the other one has like almost like a little lump, that's like almost like a window shade kind of thing where the biceps, pulls up. And if this is what he's describing and it's nasty.
Yeah. James says, I also have a low grade strain of the adjacent distal brachialis ulnar attachment fibers.
Okay. Well, I'm not an orthopedist. Oh, by the way. Yeah. Sorry, we're closed for elective procedures. You know,
right.
You can't get this fixed right now.
Yeah. Jerry says, I have two young children, and the doctor asked me, I'm very active with two young children. The doctor asked me to choose whether I want to have surgery or not, but I've elected not to for now because of the kids. He said, there is always a possibility it can fully tear, in which I will need to have surgery right away. My physical therapy starts tomorrow, obviously tomorrow. This is not a very recent email. This is an email from about 2.5-3 weeks ago. So I'm sure James is not in
he's less likely to get either physical therapy or elective surgery, especially here in New York City, if that's where he's calling from. Okay.
So James wants to know, was wondering if you had any advice to help him recover faster. He specifically wants to explore things like PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, and would like to know if you recommend any other treatments or supplements.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is really kind of funny, funny aside, because you know, a little more time on my hands. You know, I generally don't watch the Larry David show because I actually find the humor in that show kind of painful. You know, I don't know whether to laugh or wince. But there was an episode which caught my attention on that show, and it's like Larry has a knee problem. So he goes to one doctor, and the doctor, who's a sports orthopedist, he examines the knee, And he says, Larry, you're going to need surgery. He says, and Larry says, I don't want surgery. I mean, you know, isn't there another way? He says, look, you do whatever you want, you know, get physical therapy. You'll be coming back to me and you're going to want surgery because nothing is going to fix this. It's irrevocably, you know, damaged. So Larry's not happy with that. So he says, well, thank you very much. And he leaves and he gets a second opinion. He goes to another doctor and the other doctor goes, oh, that. He goes, yeah, fine. You know, I'll just take some ibuprofen and, you know, I'll send you for physical therapy and it'll be fine. And I thought, this is so typical. I mean, this actually is very, very akin to real life because you go to a couple of different orthopedists with, you know, these types of problems and some will say, oh, this is self-resolving, no problem. And others will, you know, will say, you got to pull the trigger on this. And, you know, both may be offering sincere opinions. I mean, I like surgeons who are not urging you to have surgery because, you know, there is a little bit of conflict of interest when you recommend to a patient that you undertake a surgery that's going to, you know, cost you some big bucks and the money's going to go to the surgeon. So anyway, so, well, the net result of that is, the two surgeons, you know, finally meet and they get into a fight, you know, because, you know, Larry, is sort of vacillating between them. And, you know, I just thought that kind of illustrated that. Anyway, so what to do? PRP, yes. Physical therapy, yes. You know, ultimately your body is going to vote. There, either you'll respond to that and there will be a healing or, the backup plan is that you have surgery, which will involve some kind of reattachment of that, that basically, it's kind of like a window shade that, that rolls up,
You know, those roll up window shade, right. Yeah, the, you know, right. That kind of point,
you know, that whole thing.
Right. Wow. Okay. Supplements would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend curcumin. I mean, I think that would be one of your first recommendations. I also think at the time of an acute injury, I think that the proteolytic enzymes like Wobenzyme can be helpful.
Oh, Wobenzyme, totally. Yes.
And this is also a source of confusion, coming back to the theme of, you know, coronavirus. There are some people out there who are saying, take enzymes. Why? Because they're protease inhibitors. That word sounds familiar because the AIDS drugs are protease inhibitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But guess what? These are really not going to work probably on viruses, in my opinion. I don't think there's a lot of evidence that something that is a proteolytic enzyme, which digests protein, is actually going to work as a protease inhibitor. There is some evidence, and I'm actually relying on the opinion of Dr. Leo Galland, who we interviewed the other day, that elderberry has some protease inhibition potential. And but it's not considered a digestive enzyme by any means. It just has natural compounds which act as natural protease inhibitors, which may have an impact on coronavirus. And by the way, the AIDS protease inhibitors, the HIV drugs, they've been trialed already because they were desperate in China. They were trying all these AIDS drugs. They didn't work. They didn't work. So different virus may require different protease inhibitors. And they're trying other ones. Remdesivir, I think, is one. It's an, you know, protease inhibitor. And the word's not out on it.
Interesting. As that all unfolds.
I mean, I looked at, there's the Michael Milken Institute, you know, and he's the guy, he was like that traitor who went to jail, but he's making amends because he's, you know, putting tremendous amount of money into investing in health initiatives, specifically prostate cancer. And his institute has put together a list, you can look it up, of there's got to be 30 different plausible potential cures or treatments for this, including vaccines, also taking people who are sick and have recovered and taking their blood and concentrating it It's kind of like gamma globulin, but it's
delivering their antibodies to the infected person.
Yeah, and they're going to trial that soon. And that's a good old-fashioned way.
I believe that trial is happening here in New York.
Yes, it is. And so that, I think, is interesting. And that's actually pretty low-tech. You know, you don't have to synthesize some fancy drug there. You just have to appropriately screen for people who have manufactured a lot of antibodies. And by the way, that's the next holy grail of testing, because right now we have tests, maybe they're not even that accurate, that tell you whether you got it or whether you don't. There's actually some concern that they may miss the boat sometimes.
Right. But, and so many people are clamoring for tests because they're all afraid.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a test? You know, say you had kind of a bad cold or flu in February, you know, before all this hullabaloo. And you thought, well, you know, I'm having a bad cold or flu, you know. And now you wonder, oh, maybe I had coronavirus.
And it's possible.
And if you did, it means you can go back to work because you will have antibodies. It'd really be neat to fast-track that. And they're talking about that. I mean, even I just heard Vice President Pence talk about it during a press conference. I mean, he's actually sitting in the Rose Garden, socially distanced from the interviewer outside, which is probably one of the safer ways that you can talk to someone these days. And he was talking about the efforts to get that online. That may happen as soon as next month. And then it would be really cool if we could, you know, people could just get tested. Like, maybe they're virtually asymptomatic. I mean, there are some people who seem to have it and have subliminal symptoms or virtually no symptoms at all. And then those people would get the all clear, go back to work, get the economy started again.
Right.
I mean, it's possible that millions of Americans have already been affected by this.
That's true. And we don't know. Because not everyone has been tested and the tests aren't that great.
And the other thing about it is the Chinese reported on this very late. It's possible that it started spreading in December. And people, I mean, we work in a medical office. We talk to so many people who are really sick. And they thought, you know, it's the usual winter, you know, junk that I get. But some of the people have said, man, I don't remember when I've been this sick.
Yeah.
And they recovered. Yeah. And there wasn't, you know, they didn't take hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. You know, they just, they sort of powered through it.
Mm-hmm. What I find interesting, Dr. Hoffman, is maybe it's just me, but I feel like we have seen, at least over this past year, more pneumonia lately.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I'm finding is somebody like with a sinus infection, besides an antibiotic or bronchitis, besides that antibiotic they get, they're also being given prednisone.
Yeah, a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see so much prednisone before.
And this is being trialed in the very sick patients with COVID-19, and it's not really that good.
It's prednisone.
Yeah, prednisone.
Wow.
I mean, because that's what they do when people have really severe lung inflammation. They thought, well, they've got inflammation. Let's give them a steroid. Steroid reduces inflammation, but it's also immunosuppressive. And people who are on steroids, and there are a lot of people who are on steroids for one reason or another, you know, for asthma, for, you know, various conditions, polymyalgia rheumatica,
inflammatory
bowel disease, you know, they are among the more vulnerable walking around who might, they're immunosuppressed, so they're at risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. James, we hope you will recover whatever your decision and that your physical therapy will start up again soon.
Yep.
All right. Would now be a good time for a word from our sponsor?
That's a great idea. Boy, I plumb forgot about that. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share some vital information with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. D-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now, back to our questions with Layla.
We have an email with from Jerry. Can you please answer this question about DHIST, the supplement DHIST? Mm-hmm. Can you take it if you have silent LPR, laryngeal reflux.
So DHIST is a combination. Let's see if I can get this right. It's stinging nettle, quercetin.
Mm-hmm.
And
there might be some vitamin C in there.
Vitamin C, but there's also another herb in there.
No, I believe those were it. Especially the stinging nettle and the quercetin.
Okay, well, quercetin is a good allergy buster.
Totally.
And it's a nice product. It's made by Orthomolecular. It's available on FullScript. LPR is a condition which is contributed to some extent by hyperacidity in the stomach. It's like reflux and sort of a hoarseness, which I'm, I start talking about it and I start getting it. Let me take a sip of coffee.
Yeah.
It must be psychosomatic. It is also contributed to by post-nasal drip and allergies.
Yes.
And so it's allergic, inflammatory, and maybe acid-related. Mm-hmm. And it's in the back of the throat. So it's actually a kind of a complex disorder that is there's not a quick fix by just giving people protonics or Nexium.
Right.
And so it's, I think, not coincidental that this person says, I have allergies and I have LPR. And hence, DHIST would be effective for that. I will point out that there's kind of an interesting confluence of events because at the very same time that we're having this epidemic of coronavirus, guess what? You know, I came back from Tortola. And all of a sudden, these barren trees were in bloom, you know, 1 week later. This is springtime, and a lot of people are in allergic meltdown. People who have tree allergies are in trouble.
I've been sneezing.
Yeah. And part of it is not just what's happening locally, but there's what's called jet stream. And we in the Northeast may be enjoying some of the pollen that got picked up from hundreds and perhaps thousands of miles away and gets conducted and deposited on New York.
Yeah.
That's confusing the picture because, I got a family member who's just sneezing like crazy. And I go, oh my goodness, you're coming down with coronavirus. And they go, no, it's my allergies. I'm going to need to take some Allegra or Zyrtec.
Yeah. Yeah. Or DHIST.
Bromelain is the bromelain, N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin C are the additional ingredients in DHIST.
Okay.
So bromelain is a plant enzyme, proteolytic, breaks down large protein complexes, including antigenic compounds. Yep. And it also helps with the absorption of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it may help to let the quercetin go where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's a great product. And there's also DHIST Junior too for kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good product. Definitely. Yeah. You'd almost prefer it to taking a Claritin or an Allegra or something like that. You don't want those specific antihistamines. Long term, a lot of people are taking this all year long.
Yeah. That's fine.
It's not great for the brain.
Right. It's not exactly. I'm talking, DHIST is fine, but, these so-called non-sedating antihistamines do have an effect. You know, they're not completely non-sedating. you know, Benadryl is the most sedating of them all. In fact, diphenhydramine is used in a lot of sleep remedies, over-the-counter sleep remedies. It'll knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
Dehist you can use as an alternative. I mean, the other thing is you definitely want to avoid the foods which are allergy triggers for you, the most common being dairy and wheat, but
yes,
they could be other things.
Could be the other grains, too.
Yep.
Because they're related to grasses, and if it is allergy, yeah, that's true.
Also, don't have a lot of yeasty products. Don't drink beer. Don't drink alcohol.
Yes.
You know, don't drink wine. You know, these are things that will build up histamine. We can go through, like, the histamine-inducing foods and...
Right. There are certain fruits, some vegetables. There are things like, you know, you don't want leftovers more than 2 days in the fridge, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
No more eating three-day-old leftovers or anything like that. Certain fish, you know, tuna, sardines, that type of thing. Especially things that are preserved in a can, something like that. Some fermented foods, because the fermentation can create some histamine.
Layla, I want to just say one more thing before we sign up, because we're running short on time. You can order a lot of the supplements that we talk about, you know, the immune-enhancing things and, you know, things like Dehist online at Fullscript. What I've noticed is, because I monitor this, there has been a surge of orders on Fullscript. The three things that are disappearing real fast, Purell and Clorox wipes, toilet paper, and vitamins and supplements. And anything that is immune, you know, related, you know, like... elderberry or things like
the
reishi mushrooms are often back ordered, and they're scrambling to meet the demand. So go to Fullscript, put in your order. If you order something that's back ordered, they'll send you a notification when it comes online. Be patient, but you know, absolutely safeguard yourself and your family by taking some of the things that we recommend. And I, you know, on our website, we have a list of the immune supportive supplements. We're going to continue to do podcasts and newsletters, which reflect our latest, evolving knowledge about what's happening here. It's a moving target, folks, and you'll want to stay informed. So, I'm very happy. I'm not bored. I'm very busy, trying to keep up. I mean, I'm sidelined because my office is closed. I can't see patients in the office. We're taking consults online. You are as well.
Yep.
It's a good time to get your health in order because, you know, if you're overweight and hypertensive and diabetic, and God forbid you get the coronavirus, you are much more vulnerable statistically than someone who has a healthy, intact immune system without what are called comorbidities.
Yes.
Normal blood
sugar ranges and normal blood pressure and all of the above.
You may feel helpless in the face of this because these are circumstances, some of these circumstances are beyond our control. But your locus of control is your body. You can influence that. So you have
to control what goes in that pie hole, that pie hole being
exactly.
Your mouth. Yes.
Right. So, you know, your habits, your hygiene, your exercise, the supplements you take, the food you eat, all can, I mean, there's no 100% in life, but you can reassert some measure of control over these chaotic events. And you have time is at your disposal, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, take advantage of that. It's a good time to reflect, to rearrange some things, to think about your life, the direction it's got. These are really, it reminds me of after 9/11, you know, people got married, people got divorced, people changed careers. I remember around that time, Dr. Hoffman, it was literally, I had just entered the nutrition program at Hunter College 3 weeks before 9/11.
Wow.
And that was really something because afterwards, I was absolutely certain that this is indeed the track I should be on.
Well,
you know, an event like that, and you start to question your life, and do I want to be with this person? Do I want to be doing this in my career? I knew absolutely I was on the right track.
Well, it certainly has been a rewarding turn of events for you because you've had a very fulfilling
Yes.
Career, and you've helped so many people since you opted for that direction in your life. Great. All right, folks. Time's up.
Wow.
Send questions to radioprogram at AOL.com. Listen to our podcasts. Listen to our live radio program. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're on there. And we'll keep you company.
Yeah.
Over the next few weeks with hopefully useful information.
Yeah. So keep those questions coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks, everybody. Stay well.
Stay well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.